Paul Ramo broadcasting from Pebble Creek Golf Course here in Becker. The boys are wrapping it up here in La Caparra Valley's Carson Besson and just finished. And Carson, has been a long day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it was slow all the way through.
Yep. So how's your first state tournament appearance go?
It was a little bit of a rough start. I started figuring things out on the back nine and finished strong.
Okay, what did you shoot today?
I shot 84.
Okay, and what did you do on the front nine?
On the front nine, I shot 44. On the back, I shot 40.
Okay, so you recovered nicely then.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you birdie? You birdied a par three, didn't you?
Yeah, I knocked one about 15 feet and knocked it in.
Knocked it in?
Yep.
All right. What was your best shot of the day, Carson?
Might have been that iron shot to the green there on, I think, was it 12 maybe?
12? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty hole, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So the dryness of the course, is it playing fast?
Yeah, everything's playing fast. You hit it in the fairway and it'll go an extra 5 yards, and the greens are rolling nice.
Okay. What was your strong game today? What worked for you?
I was decent putting, but didn't chip very well.
Okay. Didn't chip very well. A chip onto the green, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got day two coming up. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, hopefully I can, get some of those hiccups out of the way and play well tomorrow.
Yeah. Were you pretty nervous on teeing off on one for the first time at state?
Yeah, I actually parred my first hole. But
oh, you did?
Yeah, and then I just went double bogey or something, okay. And yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, parring your first hole. Par and bogey, that's not bad golf.
Yeah.
All right, you have family following you today?
Yep.
Who's that?
I got my mom, dad, and my sister.
Okay. Yeah, well, your dad's the coach. He's walking beside you, right?
Yep.
He give you some few pointers today?
Yeah, a few.
Okay. And mom and Chris will do?
No.
No, they just kept quiet, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Carson, and best of luck tomorrow when we'll talk to you after you're done tomorrow.
Thank you.
Carson Bessonen, and what'd you shoot again, Carson?
84.
84. Carson ended up day one with 84. Head coach... Barry Besson is with me, and pretty good day for him.
Yeah, a tough start, and he rebounded well. I think he got the nerves. He had a great first hole, and I think he got the nerves and a couple bad breaks.
Yeah.
And once he kind of got through that, his last 12 holes, I thought he hit the ball really well. He left a few out there from inside of 150 yards where he could have hit some greens and maybe had some birdie putts and didn't take advantage of that. But it's that first time, and maybe tomorrow he'll be a little better and on some of those shots, but I thought he hit the ball well, and he handled himself well. Like I said, he rallied. He played, I think, his last 12 holes in about five over, and
okay,
probably, like I said, could have left two or three of those out there, and for the first time in eighth grade, and there's a lot of guys in their first go around who probably would love to shoot 84.
Yep.
So
that's right.
Shouldn't be disappointed, yep. And he's in a good place, and goal tomorrow is to try and score a little better, move up the ladder.
Yep. That's got to be special for you, coaching your son, walking side by side down the course.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of time we've spent on the course since he was about one or two when he started swinging a club, and it's fun to just see how it all kind of things kind of come together and have him be in this position. I never thought he'd be in this position at this age, but
right.
He works hard and
puts in a lot of time.
He's driven at everything he does, it's exciting to not only see him here now, but to see where this takes him, in the next few years too, hopefully. So.
Yeah, I just took a picture with him. I said, we're starting a tradition here, Carson.
Well, that sounds good. Tradition is good.
Yeah, that's right. All right, beautiful day for golf, though, wasn't it? No humidity, really?
Oh, you couldn't ask for a better day. A little breeze. It just seemed like the way the breeze was moving around, it seemed like most holes you were going into it. But but no, it was a beautiful, perfect day. It's a little dry here, so the balls are running out, and there's some dry spots, but that's everywhere right now. But no, you couldn't ask for better conditions, and tomorrow sounds like a good day. Might be a little warmer, but... That sounds like it'll be a good day tomorrow, too. So it's good to get a couple days to finish the season.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got your steps in today, I hear. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm 15,000 probably, which is good.
A mother told me she walked 6.1 miles today. So
I might be there. I don't know. I think she's still got a you know, a few more steps left in me, I think. It's only about 6:30, so there's a little more time left.
All right. I'll stick with the golf cart they gave me.
Okay. I don't mind a walk. My knees might tell me something differently at about 10 o'clock tonight, but I don't mind it. It was okay. So.
All right.
You just find the right spots to sit down for a minute. You'll find a hill in the shade where you can watch for a couple minutes. And so you be strategic.
All right. Thanks, Barry.
You're welcome.
Head coach Barry Besson of the La Caprile Valley Boys Golf Team. Once again, Carson shooting 84, first time out on the state golf tournament here at Pebble Creek in Becker.